This is a season of preparation. Like David, your anointing doesn't mean the journey is easy, but it does mean God's Spirit is with you every step of the way. God's divine grace empowers you to face every challenge, grow through every trial, and step into His purpose for your life. The oil of anointing is a symbol of His power working in and through you. 2025 is your year. It's the season to trust God's plan, embrace His calling, and step into the fullness.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Listen, I want to welcome everyone to the early, well, it's not early morning. It is the Hour of Power with me, Prophet Michael Bryant. Pastor Tanya's back there getting ready. We're getting ready to travel and get her up to take care of her mom up in Ohio, but just wanted to give you a quick word of encouragement. Allow you to sleep in a little bit. Listen, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Listen, I'm just dealing with a little bit of technology issues here, but the devil's not going to stop the word and the message getting to you. Just got a quick word of encouragement. Now, listen, understand. That first of all, you are worthy. You are a son of God. You are walking in your purpose. And your whole purpose is to find out why God created you and what He wants you to do with your creation. You are a creation of God. You were in the beginning. Oh, my God. You were in the beginning with God. Come on now. I'm trying to get this to you. You were in the beginning with God. Oh, I got to say it again. You were in the beginning with God. Oh, my God. Can I say that one more time? Hey, glory. See, when you begin to understand your, remember, we've been teaching about this right now. Let me just remind you, we've been teaching that you are walking in gaining your covenant identity. Your covenant identity. So let's just get started. The Bible says, blow the trumpet, sound the alarm. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Devil, we serve you and notice that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over this atmosphere. This atmosphere is energized and it is impregnated with your word, your seed, your favor, your grace, your increase, high glory, your wealth, your prosperity, your peace and joy. Come on now, someone just repeat this after me. Oh, my God. Power is locating me now. Come on now. Power is locating me now. Oh, come on now. You better get this right here. Woo! I'm just typing this in for Instagram. Come on. Listen. Prosperity and wealth is locating me now. Money is locating me now. Healing is operating in me now. Oh, my God. Woo! Grace and favor is following me now. Goodness and mercy is following me now. Sickness and disease is destroyed in my life now. Woo! Debt, lack, and poverty is destroyed in my life now. Oh, my God. I am a son of God. Now, I know what you're saying. Prophet, you got to show me this stuff in the word. Yes, I'm going to show this to you. Come on. I just got to see the Bible says the power of life and death is in your tongue. Ah, glory. Hikesha. Woo, my God. Now, listen, today is July 13th, 2025. It's the 194th day of the year, 13th day of July. And the theme for today is your covenant identity and prophetic power is in your mouth. What you speak, the Bible says, woo, that you can speak into the mountain, be cast up and cast in the sea, and it should obey you. Why? Because you were created in God's image. Oh, glory. See, someone's not going to like this. See, someone thinks that you need the pastor or the prophet or the evangelist to throw the mountain into the sea for you. He says, no, it should obey you. You were created in my image. You are little G's in God's image. You, oh my God. Oh, see, now we're going to have to go with it. Today is the 194th day of the year. The number 194 has a prophetic significance. The one represents unity with God and divine beginning. The nine represents spiritual maturity, harvest, fullness, and birthing. The four represents creation, authority, foundation, and divine order. The 194th day is a prophetic symbol of building upon your covenant identity, using your words to establish divine outcomes. The number four is often associated with the four corners of the earth, representing dominion and grounding. This is a day to establish your territory. Oh, my God, let me say it again. This is the day to establish your territory through your speaking through God's covenant. Genesis 17 says, I will establish my covenant between me and you because I have made you a father of many nations, talking to Abram. God, just as God changed Abram's name to Abraham, today is a reminder that your identity is prophetic, okay? It is rooted in the spirit realm, dictated and organized and ordained by God. Ooh, it carries your destiny, but identity is not enough. It must be spoken, walked out, and reinforced. Your words must align with your true name in Christ, not your temporary circumstance. Ah, glory. Woo, my God. Deuteronomy 8:18. You must remember that it is the Lord your God who gives you the power, his dunamis, his ability to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant. Woo! The 194th day reminds you that you were never called to survive. You were called to establish, build, and advance. Let me say that again. You were created to establish, build, and advance the covenant promises of God. Your provision is tied to your divine purpose. Your words are the first building blocks of that reality. Proverbs 18:21 says, life and death is in the power of your tongue, and those who love it will eat the fruit thereof. Today is about word stewardship. Speak healing, not hurt. Speak multiplication and increase, not scarcity, debt, or lack. Speak as a builder, not a beggar. Your words construct your world. Let me say it again. Your words construct your world. And what you declared today has the power to unlock what's been waiting for you in the spirit realm. Oh, my God. Galatians 3:29. You are the heirs of the promise. If you be Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Being an heir is more than a title. It's a call to walk in the alignment with the inheritance. You speak differently because you know who you are. Woo, my God. On this day, the Lord is declaring, build with your words, frame your future with your faith. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word. Speak your covenant, not your condition. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Okay. Then the word says, Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So listen, whatever is the condition in your heart is what comes out of your mouth. Oh, I got to say that again. Whatever the condition is in your heart will eventually come out of your mouth. It's time to do what Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Let me say it again. Do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. If you want to change your world, you got to change your mind. Changing your mind changes your speech. Why? Because the heart is your connection of the spirit and your soul, your mind, your consciousness. Oh, my God. Come on, speak this after me. Today, I speak from my identity as an heir of the promise. Today, I build with my words. I construct what heaven has decreed. Today, I reject fear, failure, and frustration. I release faith, favor, and fruitfulness. Today, my words are aligned with the covenant, and I declare breakthrough in every area of my life. Someone type, it is so. Woo! Come on now. Receive that encouragement. See, here what you got to understand. Okay. Here what you got to understand. Okay. Woo, my God. Listen. I know I'm dropping a whole bunch of stuff on you right now, but you got to understand, even as we're getting ready to travel, listen, the Bible says, I go before you to make crooked places straight. The Spirit leads and guides you into all truth. See, when you know the truth of who you are, now the devil cannot come and mess with you in that area. He cannot steal, kill, and destroy. Oh, see, this must be for Brother Bias right here. Matthew 13. And we're going to end right here. And we're going to get ready. Listen. High glory. Woo, my God. You better get this. Matthew chapter 13. It's going to bless you. Woo, my God. See, the devil can only steal, kill, and destroy from you in the areas where you don't understand. Oh, my God. The Bible says, with all you're getting, Proverbs chapter 4, wisdom is the first thing, therefore get wisdom. And with all of your getting, get understanding. When you get understanding in an area, the devil can no longer steal, kill, and destroy from you in that area because he no longer has any power. He no longer has a foothold. Today is your day to get rid of the old mindsets. Woo, my God, listen. Oh, my God, this is going to be all. See, Matthew chapter 13. Let's go here. Now, listen, get your seed ready. Why? Why sow seed? God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. Oh, see, Genesis 8:22. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Why? Because, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your what? Soul prospers. So when you sow seed, if God's kingdom is built on seed, when he says give, and it shall be what? Given or harvested. Oh, my God. Seed time is the period in time of planting seeds or investing in God's kingdom consistently. Harvest is the manifestation of the fruit of you sowing seed. You cannot. Listen, you cannot walk in your fullness of your covenant identity, salvation, and promise without sowing seed into God's kingdom. Oh, my God. See, that's going to mess with people right there, but I'm going to put this right here. And now, Matthew 13. We're going to read three verses of scripture here real quick. Verse 18 and 19. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. Anyone who hears the word of the kingdom. Woo! Who hears the word of the kingdom. I'm going to say it again. Anyone who hears the word of the kingdom. You're hearing the word of the kingdom right now. Ha, glory. Woo, my God. He that hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then comes the wicked one or the devil to catch away that which was sown where? In his heart. Now, go down to verse 23. But he that receives seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word of the kingdom and understands it, which also bears fruit. So manifestation and harvest comes after understanding. Who bringeth forth some 100, some 60, and some 30-fold. Listen, man of God, woman of God. If the Bible says, John 3:16, I know this is used for salvation, but listen to the kingdom promise. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Oh, my God. Is someone getting this right now? I hope you're getting this right now. Woo, my God, my God. Listen, listen, listen. When you sow seed, now you're acting like God acts. He gives. Oh, my God. Woo, my God, my God. Come on now. Someone type, I'm a giver. Come on out. Someone type, I'm a giver. See, when you give into the kingdom, now you activate the kingdom promise. Give and it shall be given. Luke 6:38. Give and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Listen, you can use the QR code and sow into the ministry. You can use your banking app and go from your app, from your account and straight into the ministry account by using your Zelle banking app, using our Gmail, restoredmintl@gmail.com. Or you can sow this like a teruma, according to the word, Ezekiel 44:30. And the first of all first fruits of all things of every oblation, that word oblation is in Hebrew, teruma. And you shall give the first of your dough to the priest that he may cause, speak powered words of the blessing to rest in your house. Listen, when you sow directly into the hand of the priest, I'm the priest of this ministry, I'm the prophet of this ministry. When you sow it into my Cash App, $2, Prophet M.D. Bryant, and we're doing the 2025 Divine Grace Seed. Listen, help us in our travels. Help Prophet Tanya and I as we travel across several states to get to her mom's. She's going to be taking care of her mom right now, and she's going through a healing process. But listen, the Bible says to honor your parents in the Lord that your days may be long. Help us do this by sowing a seed. Sow the $2025, sow the $225 seed, or the $2,025. It's the anointed grace seed, the 2025 grace seed. When you sow the seed, now you're activating. Listen, when you hear the word and understand it, now you receive the 100-fold, the 60-fold, and the 30. Lift your hands. Father, I thank you right now. As the world, high glory, as high glory, as the earth remaineth, you said seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, I thank you. I pray over the seed. I declare and decree an increase, a harvest of 100-fold, 60-fold, and 30-fold. They're going to watch what they say because they're learning about their covenant identity, and they are understanding that they are kings and priests in this realm of the earth. Woo! Kings and priests in the kingdom of God. And in Jesus' name, I count it so. And everyone said, amen and amen. Listen, be on the lookout. We're going to be traveling over the next couple of days. We're going to be driving her up to her mom's house in Ohio. But listen, keep us in your prayers. Sow the seed. We need everything that you can sow to help us with this endeavor. But listen, understand, what you do, we've already done, because we don't tell you to do anything. We don't tell you to give. We don't tell you to read. We don't tell you to study. We don't tell you to prophesy and pray unless we're doing it first. Understand, we are covenant partners in God's kingdom, and we shall come into the glory of his paradise. Be blessed.